White House, the National Park Service. Okay, they told us just within the last 15 minutes that a big gust of wind knocked over the national Christmas tree. It's all set for a big tree lighting ceremony on Thursday. Ardelia Gonsalves just arrived on the scene. So, Ardelia, we know that the National Park Service is assessing the damage. What can you see from your vantage point?
Unfortunately, we can't see a whole lot. We did circle around the ellipse for some time, but we can see this massive crane that they brought in, and that crane is working very carefully to try to upright that Christmas tree that fell. We're told the Christmas tree fell just around 2 o'clock this afternoon. It was a completely decorated tree. I'm told the contractor is willing to come back and redecorate, but they're not even certain if this tree is salvageable at this point.
It's not even salvageable at this point. It's fallen and it can't get up. I cannot think of a more apt metaphor for the Biden regime. They have fallen and they cannot get up. We're going to see how Biden just got his worst news yet and what it all means for 2024. You're going to absolutely love this. But first,
I'll be back.
That's right, gang. He is back. It's time to show our support and celebrate the great return by clicking on that link below and getting your very own Trumpinator 2024 bobblehead in preparation for Donald Trump's glorious reascendance to the United States presidency. This collectible bobblehead from Proud Patriots is made with the highest quality material and really is a must-have for any Trump fan who wants to send some positive energy towards what's shaping up to be the most glorious political comeback in history. Now, don't wait. There are just a limited number of these collectibles, and you don't want to be caught paying way more later on eBay from someone who bought one now. So whatever you do, don't wait. Do your Christmas shopping early here. Click on that link below right now and show your support for Trump 2024 today. The latest Gallup poll on Biden's approval numbers is out, and the result is nothing short of devastating for bumbling Biden. Look at these numbers. Not only is Biden's approval rating in the 30s, but among independents, the key voter group he needs to win in 2024, among independents, he has sunk into the 20s. Almost 8 in 10 independents have turned their backs on Biden. We've got poll after poll after poll to corroborate that. Were the election to be held today, according to CBS, Trump would win independents by double digits, 54-44. According to Quinnipiac, they would be tied. According to CNN, it's Trump by 4. Harris X has Trump up by 14 among independents. Fox has Trump up by 16, and NBC has Trump up by 11. Now, just to show you how bad things are for Biden right now, take a look at this. This is the latest data coming out of the state of Minnesota. Now, Minnesota, as I'm sure most of you know, is one of the most reliable, diehard Democrat states when it comes to presidential elections. Remember, Minnesota will forever be blotted with the stigma of being the lone state that voted for Walter Mondale in 1984 in the Reagan 49-state landslide. Look at this. This is from Rich Barris and Big Data Polling. Trump is beating Biden in Minnesota by a point. I need not tell you that Biden won Minnesota by 7 points in 2020. Now we're seeing a near 10-point swing in Trump's direction in Minnesota. But we're seeing this all over the nation, these double-digit swings towards Trump, even in the bluest of blue states. We saw this just the other day in the latest Siena College poll coming out of New York. Again, one of the bluest of blue states. Right now, in New York, Biden is beating Trump by barely 10 points in a state where Biden won by over 20. Even in New York, we're seeing double-digit swings towards Trump in a matter of weeks, and we know a large reason why that is. When asked, who do you trust more with the economy, Biden or Trump? It's Trump plus 10. On inflation, it's Trump plus 12. On immigration, it's Trump plus 10. On crime, it's Trump plus 9. On the four top issues that voters care most about, they're going with Trump by double digits. Make no mistake, that's independents and Republican voters coming together, forming an insurmountable coalition together, ready to take Biden out in 2024. And that is exactly what the analysis of Real Clear Politics is concluding. When you look at all the polling data, not cherry-picked polls, but the entire polling ecology, as it were. That's why I like Real Clear Politics, because they average out all the polls in a single aggregate. What RCP analysts are arguing right now is if you take all the polls out there, there is no way around this. Trump crushes Biden. Trump wins with over 300 electoral votes, far beyond the margin of fraud. Here's the analysis from RCP. Quote, as of this writing, Trump leads Biden by 2.6 percentage points nationally in the Real Clear Politics average. This is Trump's largest lead in the RCP average to date. Not for 2024, mind you. No, this is his largest lead ever. Let's put this in perspective. In 2016, Trump led Hillary Clinton for all of 5 days in the national RCP average. Each of those days in the immediate aftermath of the Republican convention. So he got a bump. He led in 29 polls taken over the course of the entire campaign, 10 of which are recording the RCP averages as Los Angeles Times USC tracking polls. Now, keep in mind, he went on to win that election. In 2020, Trump never led Biden in the national RCP average. He briefly closed to within 4 points in early January 2020, but that's it. He led in 5 polls the entire cycle. So counting the LA Times tracker as a single poll, Trump led in a total of 24 national polls. This cycle, he's led in that many since mid-September. He's led in more polls in the past 3 weeks than he did against Biden in all of 2019 and 2020. It gets better. Quote, we can look at state-level polling as well. In 2016, Trump, somewhat infamously, never led in a poll in Wisconsin. He was never within more than 3 points of Clinton there. He led in a single poll in Michigan and a single poll in Pennsylvania. His lead in North Carolina never exceeded 2 points in the RCP averages, while in Florida's largest lead was 1.2 points. It was even worse for Trump in 2020. What does the state polling show today? Trump leads in the RCP average in Michigan for the first time ever. Pennsylvania, he leads for the first time ever and has led in most polls. He narrowly trails Biden in Wisconsin, but has already led in almost as many polls as he led in the state in 2016-2020 combined. Florida, Trump has led in every single poll, including some double-digit leads. Arizona, he leads by 5 in the RCP average. Georgia, he leads by 6. Ohio, polling is sparse, but he leads by 10. So let me translate that for you. Trump today is in the single strongest position to win the White House that he has ever been. Trump today, after everything that the deep state establishment has thrown at him, J6, the J6 committee, 24/7 insurrection accusations from the liberal media, 4 indictments, an internationally publicized mugshot, after all of that, Trump is politically stronger today than he has ever been. That's coming from the analysts over at Politico, who've looked at all the polling data from 2016, 2020, and of course now. Trump is crushing it. Biden is imploding, and Trump is surging. Butter the popcorn. 2024 promises to be epic. Hey, gang, I know what it's like to feel alone out there in these turbulent times, but I broke free. If you too have been looking for a community with like-minded patriots who are serious about resisting globalism, building a parallel economy, and having intelligent and deep fellowship on a regular basis, then you've come to the right place. In my Courageous Patriot Insiders community, we're building a close-knit movement of, by, and for patriots who are breaking free from the outrage and despair cycles of the mainstream media and taking on the fight against globalism. Every week, I deep dive into the content I can't share on big tech and give you the cliff notes on the truth of how patriots just like you are building up their communities, starting patriot businesses, and fighting the woke in both public and private. All with a few history and political lessons from yours truly, of course. If you want to stop feeling alone as a patriot and stand together with this fast-growing community, be sure to click on the link in the description below. Don't wait. Join me and my Patriot Coalition today, and let's get fighting.